Threat Film Radio. One World International Human Rights Documentary Film Festival in Prague, Czech Republic.
Threat Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the One World International Human Rights Documentary Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Sandra Trostel. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hello, thank you.
Also known as Film Gizmo, I forgot to say.
Yes, I'm Film Gizmo.
Film Gizmo in reference to the film that you're presenting here at this festival, which is called All Creatures Welcome. Yes. So would you like to start off our interview by just saying, telling our listeners a little bit about the film and maybe introducing it for them?
Yes, All Creatures Welcome sketches a utopian image of society in the digital age. And so it's the form of the movie is it's like a game. But it's a documentary. Mm. And I think, yeah, for me it was very important to draw a utopian image and not a dystopian image, because there are so many dystopian movies about the digital society. I think they're important, but, you know, I think we can't go on and find our future with only negative pictures.
The film actually takes place in a specific location or a specific event. Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so the main protagonist, as I don't have one, is kind of the Chaos Computer Club, which is the biggest hacker association in Europe. It's from Germany. They started in Germany, but now when you go to these events where I shoot the movie, you will find people from all over the world. And these events are really big. They're now around 70,000 people, and it's all organized by volunteers. So they called angels. And so this was kind of my focus in the movie, to show how the hacker society acts inside, you know, how they treated each other, how they organized their work, how they organized their community.
How familiar were you with this particular world, with the world of hacking, even with technology in general? What's your degree of familiarity with it?
Now I'm really familiar with it, but when I started, you know, I'm a nerd. I don't know. So I found out over the shooting that I'm a nerd, and I really feel comfortable there. And but I think there's space for a lot of different people. You know, as the title says, "All Creatures Welcome." There you will find really a lot of ideas and communities there, and different opinions. And this is next to technology, you know. Also, if you don't have any clue about technology, is what it's really interesting there, so that there everybody's welcome, and you find really, really, it's like a small world, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
And in a world, you all find different types of people and ideas and opinions, and it's the same there, in small.
No, but it's interesting because while I was watching it as well, I was also thinking that there's sort of a hippie community element in the sense that it's like in the 60s, people were broadening their minds in different ways, and now you've got the internet and all this technology to play around with.
Yeah, for me it was like, you know, when I first had my first conference or my first congress at the CCC, it was like you're kind of watching a tribe.
Yeah, yeah.
Something completely new and different. And it's like, for me, it was also the real internet, kind of the real internet. If you take out the shopping mall and and perhaps Facebook,
yeah.
Although they like Twitter there. But if you take this out, it's like a picture of the internet. The real internet, you know, you can see the people who are defining this technology,
yeah.
And you can see how they act with each other, and that's what's inspired me to make this movie.
As the title implies, the examination of this community being very welcoming, all creatures welcome, but another theme that I'm very interested in, I felt like there was also a sense of freedom. Mm-hmm. I mean, I also feel like the people who attend these camps or what they might call it, the way that they live their lives aren't necessarily following particular rules. I don't want to throw out the word anarchy in there because it means a lot of things to a lot of people, but I don't know if you agree. I mean, that's what I picked up anyways.
Yeah.
Freedom is a theme.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And there's this one sentence I think is very important for everybody, and this is be excellent to each other. And this works. And, there is a lot of chaos, and I think there's also a lot of anarchy. And if you're in there for the first time, it's you don't understand it. It's like being in Mumbai or somewhere, and yeah. You don't understand how the people, walk and what's the directions. It's totally different to our Western societies. And so it feels a little bit like this. But in this chaos, it works, Everybody's friendly. It's really friendly and warm. And perhaps this is kind of the secret. If you don't have exact rules for, for example, the shared tables, they just place the people here and there, not really. They say, don't say you have seat 1, 2, and 3. They just say you're here at these 5 tables. We can take your seats. So they have to talk with each other, and they have to organize themselves in this chaos. And I think this is a nice idea, and it works, and it can be an example for a different idea of society.
We talked about the theme of freedom. I think that's also a very difficult theme to represent in movies, because you almost like restrict it in this form. But somehow in this documentary, though, your approach is very creative, I think. Well, I mean, there is a lot of creativity in it, beginning with the fact that it's sort of split up into levels as a video game would be.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, when did that idea occur to you that this might be a good structure to use?
Not from the beginning, to be honest. No, but that's not how I work. I always go and do my research, and then I have an idea of what I want to do, but then there's reality, and then you have to handle reality. And after the first shooting, I tried to think about how can I structure this, and how can I get freedom? I don't want to be pressed in a timeline, just one event, another event, another event. And how can I, structure the movie in a dramaturgic way and not in a linear way? And so I came up with this game idea, and this also fits to this community. And so it has many levels why I choose this. But it wasn't there from the beginning.
Right, because, I mean, by doing that, you put yourself in the movie, so it becomes almost like a personal journey, which again, is a driving force in the film.
Yeah, and I think this is important for me, or I decided at one point that it's important because there's no objectivity at all. But in this case, there are so many levels of point of views, and so I decided I can't speak for everybody. I have to speak for myself. And this is kind of, it's my journey in a way, not really exclusively. Yeah, not really exclusively, but it kind of shows my journey. And so it's my point of view. And then there's, I don't know if you know this, but as reality is constructed out of different point of views, I decided to give away the raw material so that other people can also edit their reality and add it to the realm of all creatures who are the universe.
The style itself is very important. Very much inspired by a retro sort of feel of digital, of the digital world, of video games, and of older video games. Great animation. But this retro feel, I mean, was that also something that you kind of felt that would be right in the documentary, but you didn't think of right away?
No, I think it was there from the beginning because it's there. It's just there, a lot of people, when they watch it, they say, what I see there is very analog. It's not that digital world we think of, when we think about hackers. They really like to mix this digital and analog world, and they also like to have this old 8-bit, for example, aesthetic. And so this was there from the beginning. And it's also when it comes to the animations, to the music,
So who did the animation?
That's John Fricke. Yeah. It's an animation artist, and I choose him not to order him what he did. So I just choose him because of his style. It's his way he's doing
it. Oh, it's his way. He's known for this this style.
Yes.
And so when you collaborate with him, is it an active collaboration? Like you both have the same input, or what does that work like?
Yeah, I wrote the text. Yeah, and then he made the storyboard, and then I said, okay, you got this wrong. Okay, I don't understand this. So I changed a little bit of text, and he changed the pictures, and then we got it right. And I think that was it at the end. Yeah,
fantastic. Great collaboration. And we're also lucky enough to have another guest in this interview. Would you like to maybe introduce him for us?
Yeah, I have T.C. Minter with me, and he did the music, and yeah, and not only the music, but also he wrote scores for the choir, but perhaps he can explain himself.
Yeah, what was that collaboration like? Can you explain it for us?
Well, at the end of the movie, if you see it in the future, after hearing this interview, you might hear it then. At the end of the movie, there's a choir in the credit song, and it's actually it consists of 200 hackers, which were recorded at the very Congress where we shot it. And we had the idea after we developed the song, because we wanted something uplifting for the end, how wonderful it would be if a choir of angels, the helpers from the Congress, sang it. And then we ran into one of the hackers we knew from the process before. And she organized, she had already planned a workshop, a choir workshop, because she's not only a hacker, but also a studied choir master. And suddenly, after handing out the scores online, before the Congress, you can put it in a wiki and everybody reads it, and suddenly we had 200 people singing the choir, and now it's developed into a thing of its own, and the choir continues.
So after it continues to this day.
Yes, it does.
That's interesting.
And now at the last Congress we were 300 people.
Wow, that's interesting. Maybe one of these days it'll go with the film at a film festival, no?
Yeah, but it's difficult because the people are from all over the world.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it would be really nice, and they really like to do it. But we sang at the Congress.
We when we screened the movie at the last Congress, the finished version, December 2018, the choir came to sing with the credits.
They came in, and
they got up from the audience and sang every word.
That's good, and also because I was thinking, even though technology has advanced so much, when you're talking about hundreds of people, we still haven't invented teleportation yet. So, but soon enough, maybe, in a couple
really
of years.
It's pity that we haven't. it would be great, or wouldn't it all?
No more Ryanair flights. Oh, I should say that, because they're not sponsoring us, it's fine. Okay. Thank you very much for joining us, guys. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. And I remind our listeners that the film is called All Creatures Welcome, and that this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, One World International Human Rights Documentary Film Festival in Prague, Czech Republic.